sleep and qualify for a free OneTouch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS pharmacy today.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. You know, I've had a very frustrating week. And here's the source of my frustration. I'm on the air Friday with this show.
Yes.
And then Saturday and Sunday with my syndicated show, America Weekend.
Okay.
I'm off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sometimes I'm filling in, like last week, I filled in for McGraw. Sometimes I fill in for Martin. Sometimes I fill in for Steve. This week, I happen not to have been on the air. What happened Monday? Royal Baby. What happened Tuesday? Carlos Danger. What happened today? Nothing. So I make a... Just going to start the show with a personal appeal to the world. Can you at least hold it till Thursday? Whatever stupid stuff you're going to do.
You weren't really going to talk about the Royal Baby, though, were you?
No.
Okay.
could not care less. And by the way,
this works with the story.
Neither can most of America. I saw a story today that says, you know, those primetime specials that ABC did with Barbara Walters and NBC did
one. My wife recorded one.
CBS did one. Yeah. Tanked in the ratings.
Yeah.
Tanked in the ratings. And the cable news channels that were going crazy for this, ratings down this week compared to last week.
Yes, good.
Makes me feel very, very happy.
No kidding.
Here's the only question I have. Is it true now that Harry, who is William's brother, William, the father of the royal baby, Harry is his younger brother?
Yes.
In the line of succession, I don't know anything about royalty, is he behind the placenta?
I think so. Is it the placenta of Windsor?
I think
or no, it's the placenta of Cambridge.
Cambridge, yes.
Yeah, Cambridge.
Yes, the placenta of Cambridge.
If you're Harry, though, I think you would like that, wouldn't you? Don't you think that takes a lot of the pressure off?
Not only do you get to live your life doing whatever you want and having everything paid for by the taxpayers of Britain, you're never going to have responsibilities.
I think that would be, well, at least for me, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Well, who wants fame and
responsibility?
The spotlight. I don't want that.
The other thing I have to mention here at the top of the show is my thanks to Dan for stopping by Old Town Donuts on the way in today.
Goodness, that's right.
And bringing a box of donuts and...
he loaded us up.
Long Johns.
Oh, nice.
You ain't kidding, Homer.
It's Keith. Keith, the guy
bacon
that owns
donut.
It there. Oh, yeah, there is a bacon donut in there.
Yes, I'm saving it for later.
That place is really cool. The one, it's right there on Florissant Road. They also have one in Cottleville.
Yep.
Right there on Mid River Small Drive.
Cottleville. But,
yeah. Did you ask him if he had the cronuts yet?
No, I didn't ask
him. I keep hearing about
cronuts.
That. What is a cronut?
I have no
it
idea.
It is a donut made out of croissant dough.
I didn't ask him.
What was wrong
that.
With donut dough?
Well, you know how...
this is like when they said, you know what, M&M's, beautiful candy shell, chocolate center, let's take the chocolate, I'll put pretzels in.
Yeah.
Why?
I know. But
then it's not an M&M anymore.
It has that layered, like, phyllo dough kind of center, and it's more flaky, you know, because donuts sometimes...
There was nothing wrong with donuts
No,
before.
I agree. But I tried a cronut, and they're pretty
nothing
good.
Wrong with the donuts we have here. I've already had about Six of them.
It's not like I'm going to just shove the donut aside for the cronut, but
I see.
A donut and a cronut.
Where did you get a cronut?
The cronut store.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Dunkin' Cronuts. Crunkin' Cronuts.
I found it because we talked about it one day, and everybody said, oh, Schnucks has been selling those for years.
Uh-huh.
And I went to a couple, and I think that was incorrect information, because then I went to the giant Schnucks that's on Manchester, which is just huge, and they said, brand new, it's right in the entrance when you walk in, brand new Cronuts. And it started in, I think, a New York bakery started it, and like people line up at this New York bakery at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
See, I don't get that.
Yeah.
They won't be on sale at 9 o'clock? Why do you have to go
at
4?
They only make so many. And then they're gone. So they like the black. There's a black market for Cronuts.
Let's be honest here. Would you ever get, if you heard, wow, they have this great new food. It's really, really good. Are you ever getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning specifically to go to get that food?
I did.
No.
You did?
I did a couple of times. There was a place in Granite City that made gooey butter cake. It was phenomenal. And I got up a couple times because they only made so many. And you would go if you didn't get there before like 7 o'clock, they were gone.
There are certain restaurants, though, mostly barbecue, I think, where I know one place makes pork steaks every day, and you can't find those just everywhere. And I know they only make a certain amount and they're gone. So I've heard of people, you know, and lining up there to make sure they get one for lunch or whatever.
I'm not one for lining up.
No, I'm not.
For anything, really.
No, no. Sounds good, but no. No,
that's how we got into radio. So we won't have to line up.
What does that mean?
Well, we thought
you're hoping that you bring it for free. You go up to a place where there's a line and say, like, excuse me, I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
And you go, you cut?
No.
You would hope the business would bring you some for free so you talk about it.
Oh, I see. You know what we call that in my end of the business?
Uh-huh.
The Kilcoin plan.
But you know what? It doesn't work anymore.
No. No, it doesn't work anymore.
No, I noticed that. Just speaking for completely selfishly, I'm not going to make a big deal about this, but here's why I'm really happy you brought the donuts today specifically.
Okay.
It's my birthday.
Oh.
It is?
Yeah.
How about that? Happy
Today's
birthday.
Today's your birthday?
Thank you, yeah.
Wow.
And after today, I'm going on a real diet.
Oh, we have to get a candle.
No, we're not going to do anything.
Everybody
special.
In the back, come on
no,
in here
no,
and
no,
sing
no,
the ball.
No. And you know what we're not going to have? We're not going to have the non-happy birthday.
Happy, birthday, happy, birthday, birthday,
happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, we're not happy, doing birthday. That. No.
Yeah.
Dear customer. No, we're not doing that. But here's why. I am going on a real diet tomorrow. I counted it up, and there are 21 weeks left in the year. Hmm. And by New Year's Eve, I'm going to lose 21 pounds.
Wow. Good for you.
That's an attainable goal.
Because I'm a guy, here's how I do that. I've been bulking up all week.
Yes.
Because I'm going to weigh myself tomorrow morning. My wife and daughter are taking me out to a really nice meal at one of our favorite restaurants tonight. And then starting tomorrow morning, I'll
be on
the
side. So you're weighing yourself tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning. So I'm not kidding you.
Drink a bunch of water.
Oh, I don't need the water
weight.
I don't need the water weight gain. I've got the fat weight
gain.
But
that's the easiest to get rid of.
On a malt.
Yesterday, I had tacos for lunch and pizza for dinner.
Nice.
The day before that, I had a burrito. Earlier this week, I went and got a shake.
Just whatever you want, we.
Absolutely. And I actually even say to my wife, hey, I'm going to get a burrito. My last time with a burrito last night, she's out doing something in the valley. Hey, stop by the pizza place. Bring a pizza home. My last pizza. And then, you know, starting Saturday, it'll be, you know, salad and dry baked potatoes. And you know.
Oh, there's a dressing that I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to call my girlfriend and ask her what the name of it is. But this dressing is awesome. And we had salads. I've lost like 30 pounds.
Even with the dressing?
Even with the dressing, this dressing, and it's non-fat dressing and stuff, and I don't know how many calories are in it, but I don't put that much on there.
See, the thing about a good salad dressing is it will actually allow you to eat the salad stuff that you would never eat without a dressing.
Yes.
You know, the things in a salad, like you go to some restaurants and you order a salad.
Like a big pile of the shredded carrots.
Well, yeah. No, I'm talking about the leaves that look like leaves.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Spinach.
Not even that.
Radicchio?
Yeah, whatever those things are. Arugula, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a plate of salad put in front of me where I thought to myself, did somebody just rake the yard?
The spring mix.
Because
oh, yeah.
That's exactly what they call it. Because I have looked down and thought to myself, I have when I have raked my yard, the brown version of this. If I could get the things off the tree when they were still green and or red, that's what this plate would look like. But you get the right dressing and you don't care because that just becomes a vehicle to get that delicious dressing in your mouth.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't sit down and just take the bottle of dressing and you wouldn't drink that out of the bottle, but you put it on anything.
Yeah.
You could take shredded napkins. Well, don't put the dressing on it. It's fine. It's just a vehicle. That's the vehicle for getting it in there. So
you need a little stress in your life, and then don't eat like one or two meals, and then you'll lose a bunch of weight.
Oh, I'm going to be all set.
Okay.
I know how to lose weight. I also know how to gain weight.
You exercise also, don't you? You play tennis?
I can't because I screwed up my Achilles earlier this year, but I'm going to start playing a little bit more, and I've been swimming.
Frank's been looking for some partners recently.
Yeah, well, he and I have played tennis a few times, and now I think my Achilles is okay, so I'll probably...
You and him both, he's on a diet kick.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen him for quite a while, but...
He's withered away to next to nothing.
Really? I would have
thought... Yeah, you wouldn't recognize him.
No. What about all that baby weight gain?
Yeah, he still has the baby fat.
From being a grandpa.
Sympathy weight.
That's right. His belly button's still an outie.
But I know he thinks the way I do, which is, well, you're gaining weight because of the baby, so I can eat whatever I want, too.
That's right. Yeah.
Even though it wasn't his wife that was pregnant, we have a member of the family who is pregnant, therefore I can have donuts.
Yes.
Pickles, ice cream, and donuts.
That's how that goes. All right. I think we have to talk just a little bit about Anthony Weiner. I want to start this portion of the show by asking a simple question. Have you ever taken a nude photo of yourself at any time in your life?
Never.
No.
Mm-mm.
Neither have I. Now, we live in a time where it's incredibly easy to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're all old enough to remember, because you only have to be over 10 years old to remember this, that if you took a picture of anything, it was on film, and you had to take it to the CVS or the Walgreens or wherever
Polaroid
it is.
Polaroid was the way to go with the nude shots.
Well, yeah. that's true. I hadn't considered that. Did you ever do that with a Polaroid?
No.
Do you know anybody who's ever done that with a Polaroid?
No.
Oh, yeah, I do. I know someone that's done it with a Polaroid.
Of themselves or someone else?
No, of someone else.
I think it's the fact that I look the way I do. Like, let's say if I look like Mark Wahlberg or something, I mean, there might have been a chance somewhere along the line I would have taken a self shot.
Yeah, well, I'm in the same camp. I have a mirror, therefore I don't need a photograph.
I don't need a memory of this.
And this is a guy that I used to play hockey with, and he brought this Polaroid.
Oh, it was a guy.
It was a guy that, I used to play hockey with him, and he took a picture of his girlfriend. And she had his hockey jersey on, but that's all she had on.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in a compromising position, and he took a picture of her and brought it in and showed everybody.
Well, see, now that's the part I don't get about this. It's the sharing it with everyone.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, I'm going to take a picture of my junk. I don't get that, but okay.
From a different point of view, once.
Yeah. Wow!
Although, if you notice, the Anthony Weiner ones are straight down like it would be a POV from your own eyeballs.
Yes, yeah. You're already seeing that.
He's not putting the camera on the ground and touching the the button with his toe to get an underneath view. No.
I would use the 5x zoom, though.
Fine. You'd have to.
Wide lens.
I hear.
The fisheye.
But, see, now, well, the situation you were describing there, you know, your girlfriend wearing a hockey jersey and nothing else, that's sexy just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
And this guy brings it in and showed everybody in
a compromising position. Did that couple stay together much longer after that?
I don't think so. I don't.
Yeah, with the position, because usually a hockey jersey is
long. Yeah.
So she would have had to have been not just standing.
No,
am I correct?
She was sitting and had a couple of legs.
Okay, all right.
Just a couple. Not
just
all
a couple
of them.
Of
not
legs.
All of them. Just, I need to leave the room. I've been thinking about the picture.
Well, here's why I ask it, because we all know about Carlos Danger. Anthony Weiner and this woman, we have audio from her I'm going to share with you in a minute. But today I saw a story from Sweden of a guy there whose name is Lars Ohly, who is the former head of one of the political parties there. who posted a tattoo, a picture of his own tattoo to Instagram. Now, it's a tattoo on his arm, so don't get the wrong idea. It's a tattoo on his arm. And it's a selfie. But apparently, when he took the picture, he was completely naked. Because he didn't realize that when he posted it and then shared it with people, hey, here's the link to my tattoo photo, that there was also the tip of the iceberg was showing.
Oh.
He says, ha ha, I accidentally posted a picture on Instagram that showed more than intended. I've now corrected it by deleting it. But again, what's the mindset where, well, there's a camera and I'm naked. How could this go wrong?
Yes. What's the worst that could happen?
I have to be very honest with you. I believe the only time I'm ever naked is when I'm showering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're married, so you don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
30 years next month, so yeah. I can't remember. but the notion of just, I'm going to take a picture of myself, I'm not just talking about your junk, I'm just talking about any part of you, and then post it online, is a relatively new thing that's only happened in a few years. And you always hear these polls about, you know, young people, and I pay attention to these because my daughter is 19 years old. She's right in the target demographic for the, kids are sexting thing.
Yeah.
Which apparently is starting in middle school now, more and more.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I love technology, but I don't understand the, I'm going to post a photo of any part of my body online.
I don't think we have to have a discussion about Wiener's intelligence level. Considering this is
the third or fourth time
yes.
for him?
Well, I love what you say. You know, I believe in a country that gives you second chances. Yeah, we gave you the second chance and you blew it.
Yes, you did.
Now, let's play some audio from this woman who, if you were coming up with a name for a person to be involved in a story involving phone sex and sexting and a sex scandal for a politician, Sydney Leathers would be a pretty good one. S-Y-D-N-E-Y, Sydney, girl's name.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, whatever. Leathers, the last name. She's 23 years old, and she did this interview with Jim Murray for Inside Edition.
How many pictures would you say that Anthony Weiner sent to you?
Just two.
And how would you describe those photos to someone who hadn't seen them?
Very explicit.
Very explicit.
All right, hold it right
similar
there.
To
hold on a second, right there. Very explicit, as opposed to just explicit.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you what?
He's in a different state.
Yeah. Arousal.
He's erect.
Yeah.
Is what you're
there
saying?
There you go.
Yes. That makes it.
That's another way to say
that.
It
makes it very explicit. So if he were just lying around the house watching The Feud on TV and took a picture of his junk, that would just be explicit.
One of the boys slipped out of his gym shorts.
But buy an O. Buy an O.
Okay. I needed clarification on that. All right, go ahead.
Very.
Similar to what we'd seen before.
Yes.
And you said that they went from texts to phone calls.
Yes.
And what would happen in those phone calls?
We had phone sex.
I read one quote that suggested you thought he was a dirty old man.
He actually said that about himself to me. The exact wording was that he's an argumentative, perpetually horny, middle-aged man.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. That's pretty much everybody I know.
Yeah.
No Dan, kidding.
Dan, you're about my age, aren't you?
Yeah, we're the same age.
Do you know anybody who does not fit that description of argumentative,
perpetually horny,
middle-aged man?
Nope.
Okay.
It's redundant.
Everyone.
So the problem isn't that that's what he is. It's that he acted upon that. The rest of us have the self-control.
No filter.
To not do that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And at the time, I was like, oh, no, you're not. But yes, he is.
And then he texted you, do me a solid. Can you hard delete all our chats here?
Yeah, that was before April.
So what did you think he wanted you to do and why?
I mean, obviously I knew he wanted me to erase any evidence of our conversations because that was around the time I knew that he was going to run for mayor. So.
And did you get the sense that he perceived you and your relationship as a threat?
Of course.
Did you get a sense that he was having second thoughts or getting cold feet?
Not really, which is what's strange about it. I feel like he suspected that this could happen, but he didn't do a lot to protect himself from it. He was making these campaign promises that he had totally changed and he was a better man now and he learned from his mistakes, and I am proof that that is not true.
How old was Monica Lewinsky with Bill Clinton? 23?
I don't know. 20, yeah,
22, somewhere right in,
yeah.
right about the same age, right?
Mm, yeah.
There's a class of women there who are attracted to the older...
I think the position of power.
Powerful politicians. Mm-hmm. Although at the time, he was no longer a powerful politician. He had already resigned when she started having this online relationship with him. And
Man.
I know they're going to have more of that conversation tonight. I hope that one of the questions that Jim Murray asked her was... How did this whole thing start? How do you
meet each other?
Yeah. I mean, I think she had done some work maybe for Obama's campaign or something like that, but
I don't understand the phone sex thing.
I don't either.
I don't get that.
No. I don't understand a great deal of this, but
what
then again, I'm just an argumentative, perpetually horny middle-aged man. So what the heck? You know what I know? Donuts.
Yeah.
That's what I know, and I'm going to go enjoy one, and we'll take a break.
All right, here's another horny old man who's argumentative.
Not old. Middle-aged.
No. Middle-aged.
Oh, middle-aged.
Yeah. Middle-aged.
Yeah. Well, that's not very nice.
Would you agree with me, Tim, that you fit right into the same category as Dan and me?
Well, of course. Yeah. I'm just a year or two older than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I fall in that deep. I'm even worse.
Do you know? What do you mean you're worse?
Well, they get the flyover pools.
You're not more argumentative.
No, that's true.
So I guess it's the other part.
Yeah, you're right.
Have you ever, Tim, taken a photograph of yourself naked?
We're not in that generation. No, I haven't. I haven't. I don't see why. What's the purpose?
I don't know.
We're
trying to think of an answer, and there isn't one.
I thought you cut connections.
No, there. I mean, obviously the answer is because you're proud of what you have, and you think it's titillating in some way. And here's the other... Turn the music off for a second. Here's the other part of that question. I have asked many women over the years, when stories like this have come out, about a guy... Even when the Anthony Weiner thing first started a couple of years ago, about texting a picture of your junk to a woman, and to every single one of them said, "Ew, I don't want that."
Yeah.
So maybe Weiner was rejected by a couple of dozen other women, and he finally found Sidney Leathers, and he was like, "Oh man, woohoo!"
Well, I don't understand the whole thing anyway. I mean, if this guy were some, you know, some guy that looked like something and was built and everything, but I mean, he's just a skinny, frowny, you know what I mean? He doesn't look like, I mean, I don't understand
dorky.
The whole thing.
Well, you know, let's be honest. He's not like Chris Christie. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a guy who's in shape, but it's funny that at the time he was out of power.
Well, even if Chris Christie wanted to take a picture of his junk, he couldn't find it.
I got a pretty good shot here of my belly button, Lynn.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Enough of that to make a sweater. Wow. All right, turn the music back on.
I was going to send a picture to somebody, but they don't have a wide enough screen.
Oh, there we go.
Is that with the
put a camera on
seven
that one.
Times?
You're confusing the word screen with the word lens.
All right, let's get to some serious stuff here, all right? What a mess traffic is. Let's start out with downtown. There was an earlier accident towards around 14th Street on eastbound 64. Traffic was jammed back when I looked at it from Vandeventer up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Now, also eastbound 44, that's running slow west of... start over here. It's starting west of Jefferson up to the merge of 5570. Westbound 44, there was an accident at Berry Road. You were backed up to the Murdoch Cutoff overpass there. And then you're jammed up again from Highway 270 out through 141, eastbound 270, jamming from approaching McDonald through New Florissant, and on westbound 70. You're a little bit heavy past the airport, and then stop and go from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic's Summer Pretzel Dog is a delicious twist on a summer classic. They took a premium beef hot dog and put it in a soft pretzel bun. Top yours with melty cheese sauce and bacon or yellow mustard. Try one. That is a look at traffic from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Hey, down here. It's me, your lawn. I know I usually let you walk all over me, but this time I gotta speak up. I saw you sneak off into the woods with those bags of my clippings, leaves, and brush. Do you know that if you dump that stuff in the creek, it'll remove oxygen from the water as it decays? Fish and other aquatic life can't survive in water with low oxygen. Plus, decaying yard waste promotes excessive growth of algae. Eventually, the water will become a health hazard. Even if you just dump the bags on the bank, all that debris covering the ground prevents anything from growing there. Without vegetation to stabilize the banks, they start to erode. So how about composting instead? It makes a great natural fertilizer, could even save you a few bucks. And if you'd mow my grass a little taller and leave the clippings on the ground, it'll help me retain moisture and provide some yummy nutrients. I hope you're listening to me. Don't forget this time, I've got the dirt on you. Check out MSD's website for more information, www.stlmsd.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in the county. We love living in our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Nothing fun to do where you live? Join us. Every fourth Wednesday night this summer, enjoy great street parties in Old Town Florissant. For Wednesday night out, July 31st, visit historic St. Ferdinand Shrine where St. Philippine Duchesne mentored her friend, pioneer Jesuit Pierre de Smet. Join us for a family movie, ice cream, book signing, square dancing, and more. Every Saturday night this summer, rock on to live concerts in St. Ferdinand Park. Our July concerts feature Ground Flow Fusion and the ever-popular Smash Band. Billy Peek, Boeing, and the famous Butch Wax in the Hollywoods will perform in August. Our strong economic engine is causing tremendous growth in stores and restaurants. They're even building a superstore here without a TIF. Why not make Florissant the place to buy your next car or home? Visit FlorissantMo.com to learn more about living in the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you don't have dental insurance? Well, stop waiting and give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-300-8038. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people turn to us every day because they're looking for good dental coverage at a great price. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can help pay for everything, from x-rays and fillings to crowns and dentures, for less than a dollar a day. And it provides immediate protection for preventive care, so you can get the checkups you need now and help protect yourself against big bills later on. You can't be turned down for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, there are no networks, so you can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So why wait? Call today and get the protection you need now. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-8038. 1-800-300-8038.
If you have a dog or cat and can answer yes to any of the following questions, stay tuned for an exclusive radio offer. Has your pet lost their energy and playfulness? Do they struggle up and down the stairs? Do they seem depressed or irritable? If you answered yes to even one question, your pet may be overweight and you qualify for a free bottle of a new pet weight loss breakthrough. Just call 1-800-700-0210. The scary fact is, even a few extra pounds puts your pet at risk for diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, even early death. But now you can show your pet how much you love them by taking off the weight that's hurting them with this breakthrough from Fur Family. It's the first weight loss solution of its kind for dogs and cats. So if you answered yes even once, your pet is depending on you.
Call in the next 5 minutes for a free bottle. But hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-700-0210. 1-800-700-0210.
The mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale from $1.49 a square foot. Get laminate flooring from 49 cents, and our best laminates up to 33% off. Pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices, plus special extended financing. Overstock Flooring Sale is going on now. Get to Lumber Liquidators or your local store for your big deal today.
It's time for Ruger Days at Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Shop Ruger revolvers, pistols, concealed carry guns, and rifles. Meet the Ruger rep and test fire Ruger guns on the indoor range. Ruger Days at Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Ruger is one of the most innovative firearm companies in the USA. Celebrate Ruger, a great American company. Ruger Days at Metro Shooting Supplies. July 26th through 28th. BuyLearnShoot.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. Joe Hipperson will be along talking movies next hour. Is Cleveland on today or is he on the road somewhere?
He's on today.
Oh, good. Okay. And Mike Evans will be here, and I have a great batch of knuckleheads in the news for you, and we'll, of course, have the Harris Challenge after the 5 o'clock news. All of that coming up. We were talking before the break about Carlos Danger and the nude selfies that he was sending to this woman, Sydney Leathers, his online sex buddy. And I saw this story. This is actually a story from last month of a woman who was online with a guy on a dating site called, or it's an app, a dating app called Let's Date. And they were, I guess, texting back and forth or messaging back and forth. And they were literally talking about the weather. Is it pouring in Long Island? He wrote, and she didn't respond. And this is, you know, a couple of minutes in or several minutes into their conversation. First conversation they were having on this. When she didn't respond to the weather question, he followed up with a nude mirror selfie. Yeah. Full length, including the junk hanging out.
Mm.
She made her, I'm going to read you this story. She made her displeasure clear, and he responded with, "You don't like? Too big for you?" Her response was straightforward. "I didn't need to see that. I don't need to be disrespected by someone I don't know." And this guy, Trevor, told her to relax. It's just as, well, I'll say junk, but he said another word there.
Yeah.
So she told him to F off and never message her again. And he revealed the full extent of his classiness. He said, "You're a prude." And then they had a grammar lesson because he spelled "you're" wrong and also spelled "prude" wrong. And that's when she threatened to contact his mom, who she found via Facebook. He said, "I'm going to show her how you treat women. I'm sick of being treated like this," she wrote. And then she did indeed contact Trevor's mom. She said she hasn't gotten a response yet. But she got responses of a different sort, because she's got all sorts of women who are pumping their fists in the air saying, "You go, sister," cheering her on. But her blog has been inundated with messages like, "You know what, if you could just get some good this, that, or the other, you wouldn't be such a grammar Nazi and such a prude," and blah, blah, blah.
Man.
I just love the idea.
The route it goes.
I just love the idea that she is tech-savvy enough to know, A, his name, and B, where to find his mom.
Yes.
But at any point in time, did she answer the question? Was it raining or not?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the photo that interested me online today had nothing to do with that. It's a picture of these guys who built a swimming pool car in Germany. They got pulled over by the cops the other day. The police sergeant who was on his motorcycle says, I saw the strangest looking convertible I've ever seen, a roofless BMW without registration plates, bordered around the open top with wooden boards and fake plastic flowers, and the car was full of water. He said, aside from the driver, the car had three young guys clad only in swimsuits, one of whom was sitting on the hood with his feet dangling down into the vehicle. The motorcycle cop says all of them appeared drunk. He ended up chasing the BMW as it sped off into a parking lot, losing a lot of the water, which sloshed out over the sides as they went. When they got to the parking lot, the guys jumped out. It says that the car sloshed to a halt.
Yeah.
And they jumped out and ran across a nearby dry riverbed and hid there as other police swarmed around the vehicle. It turned out that this do-it-yourself car crew had hollowed out the inside of the vehicle, sealed and waterproofed it, painted it swimming pool blue, and filled it with water for a nice day out swimming and driving at the same time. Now, I've seen this thing, and I just showed the picture to Ian. They're actually driving around in what looks like a pool with a steering wheel, a chair, and a stick shift in it.
That's
yeah.
Great. Hey, good looking. Be back to pick you up later.
Eventually, the story says the driver came back to get his stuff from the trunk of the car. The visibly intoxicated 27-year-old who said he hadn't been driving the vehicle was allowed to get his shoes and his wallet in return for a blood sample. Police say they're investigating the guy on suspicion of DUI and driving an unregistered vehicle. Here's the part about this. The prosecutors have not figured out yet whether driving a car filled with water is against the law.
Wow. You have any idea why I pulled you over? No seatbelt? No, no life jacket.
Yeah, you need to drive with those swim fins that the two-year-olds wear.
Those arm things.
Have you eaten in the last half hour?
Yeah.
You go through the Steak and Shake 15 minutes ago, and the law is 30 minutes.
Pull it over for 15 more minutes.
What, did you have a double burger, fries, and a shake? That's 45 minutes.
Oh, man.
You cannot be driving this around. And speaking of cars, I saw this, you know, I'm just looking around for stories online. And this is a story that my wife and I, this actually just happened to my wife a couple of days ago. A guy in Australia got into the wrong car in a parking lot. There were two gray hatchbacks next to each other, one a Hyundai and one a Toyota. Both of them were left unlocked with keys in the ignition. Right there, you're asking for trouble, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess in Adelaide, Australia, who knows? I don't know how many people there are in Adelaide. It's a decent-sized city. So the other guy who owns the other car, who owns the Hyundai, comes out and sees his Hyundai's not there. So he calls the cops, and the cops actually send out like four or five cars, and they find the Hyundai pretty quickly, and the guy who's driving it has no idea he's in the wrong car. He owns the Toyota. But they were parked next to each other, and because they had both left the keys in there, it's not like his key somehow mysteriously fit into the lock. So the stolen Hyundai was located in this guy's driveway. He was very apologetic. It was quickly returned to the guy at the mall, and they drove him back. You know, everybody went on their way. Nobody was charged with a crime. The reason I mentioned my wife is that this happened to her Tuesday or Wednesday this week. She stopped by someplace to do some shopping after work, and she comes out, and there's somebody walking like 6 feet ahead of her, and the woman walks up to my wife's car and tries to put the key in, and it doesn't go in. And my wife actually said, I didn't say anything. I wanted to see what would happen. Because I'm standing there. I'm not going to let her drive away if she can get inside. But I wanted to see if her key would do that. And the thing is, my wife, we just bought her car this year. She doesn't use a key. She's got one of those electronic fobs that you just have to have in your pocket.
And the door
or purse, in her case. And
the door unlocks.
The door will unlock automatically. But this woman was trying with a key. And then the woman looked at the car a second time and then saw my wife standing there. And she said, oh, her car was parked directly next door. Exact same color, exact same model. It wasn't like Hyundai and Toyota. Same model as my wife's car.
Oh, wow.
And
well, I did that within the last couple months. I went out and I actually opened the door and looked in. I go, wait a minute. It was the same gray colored car.
Because the car was unlocked?
Yeah, it was unlocked, and I left my. I had just run into, you know, a convenience store real quick, and so I came out, and of course my car is a little messier.
so I noticed, looking and said, "Where's all my stuff?
This is a clean car.
Somebody stole my trash." Who the hell stole my White
that
Castle
box? That would be the greatest robbery of all time. Wow. Who took my Wendy's wrappers?
Stole all my trash and cleaned it.
Man.
So I look at you, of course, you look around and see if anybody sees you, and yeah.
I did that with Peon. We were walking out in the out in the garage, and I walked up, and I'm kept hitting my key fob. I'm like, why in the hell is this not working?
Yeah.
I'm standing at this car, and it's not my car.
With my wife's car, you don't have to hit anything.
Yeah.
You just have to have it in your pocket.
Yeah.
And the other story I guess we have to talk about today is the story about Monopoly changing their game board for one of their new additions. This has created a riot of controversy online for about 6 hours last night and early this morning. Monopoly's come out with this new game called Monopoly Empire, which is designed to be... Can you be even more capitalist than Monopoly already is? Well, I guess you can, because this is not about properties that you buy, but apparently you buy big-name brands like McDonald's and Coca-Cola and various other things. But the game is designed to be played in 30 minutes. And the story that came out yesterday in the Wall Street Journal was that they had taken away the go-to-jail space. And, of course, the jokes were, oh, of course, in America, you know, the big companies sell. Nobody's going to jail for anything.
Yeah.
Well, just call it the Wall Street edition of Monopoly. Nobody's going to jail for anything they do wrong there. So Hasbro, which owns the rights to Monopoly, their publicity manager, Nicole Agnello, says the Monopoly Empire game has a different gameplay. Players buy and sell brands, but there are still the traditional go-to-jail spaces on the board. And then she was asked, so have you taken the jail space off the other Monopoly game? She said, no. I don't know how that reporter heard that, but we haven't changed the game at all.
Just a different game.
There is still jail on there. Now, let's go back to the part of this story that we breezed over for a second.
30 minutes?
Yes!
I know.
Monopoly in 30 minutes is not Monopoly.
No.
The only proper way to play Monopoly is A, not playing by the real rules.
Yes.
You know, taking that 500 and put it in the middle for anybody who lands on free parking? That's not the rules,
yeah.
Okay? There's a lot of other stuff. Did you know that you can auction
things I think
off?
That's how you are supposed to play. If you,
yes.
Whenever you land on a spot, you know how sometimes, I'm not going to buy it. You just keep going on. That's not the correct way to play. Every time you land on a space, it's either supposed to be bought or auctioned off.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you don't buy it, for the, you know, what is it, Illinois Avenue, $240. Then it goes up for auction, and it's like, I bid $1.
Yeah.
And then it goes back and forth between the other players, which is weird if you're playing heads-up Monopoly, which most people are. I mean, I think the first time I ever played Monopoly was probably with my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what are you, 6, 8, 9 years old, and you know, all you care about is rolling the pieces and, you know, being the hat.
Yes.
The hat or the car.
The hat, the car, whatever it is.
I never wanted to be the iron.
No. The iron or thimble out.
Yeah.
We took those out of the set unless mom was playing.
Yeah.
And she wanted to be one of those. But I think if you play that way where every lot gets auctioned off every time somebody lands on it, I bet you the game goes much faster.
It does. Yeah, it speeds it up.
Because it's, you know, by the third time you pass go, you're broke.
Yeah.
Right.
Cause now
and every property's gone, and then you can either, you know, trade or buy, you know, that's how it's supposed to be, trade and bought. And
yeah, but people don't play that way, and that's how you end up with the, you know what, we started at 1 o'clock, it's past dinner time now.
Yeah. Somebody just goes, forget it, and they throw the whole board up in the air. I quit! When you owe $3,000 for a boardwalk.
Yeah, I mentioned my mom. I remember my mom is a horrible, horrible game player. Not that my dad was a great game player, but he played chess, and so he understood strategy and thinking ahead and that sort of stuff. My mom's attitude about everything was, okay, well, I'll play with you boys. And you know, roll the dice and move it and whatever it was. And, you know, she would never put extra houses on something because then her sons would land on that. And it would hurt. You know, she had no killer instinct
no
whatsoever.
Corporate greed.
So a few years ago, we're in... D.C. visiting my brother and his family, and he has two young sons, and my mom was in town for that as well. And somebody had given one of my nephews Monopoly for his birthday, and so they break it out. And my mom says, well, I'll play if you want me to. And so, you know, we're playing like four or five-handed. And she had the exact same attitude. You know, said, well, I never win. I know why you never win. Yeah. It's because you're a horrible landlord. You're a wonderful person. But compassion and Monopoly do not go together.
Grandma, I landed on Park Place. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Just stay there rent-free.
You get free.
That's right. And while you're staying in my place, would you like me to make you something? I'm sure there's some food. It's 3:58 at the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You guys are having a little bit too much fun there.
Yeah.
We're hopped up on donuts.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, donuts. Yeah, right. Well, let me bring that mood down. I'll tell you, traffic is really a mess out there. Now, they've cleared an accident westbound 44 at Berry Road that had a couple lanes blocked. You're still a little bit heavy from Murdoch to Elm. And then you got a stop-and-go stretch between 270 and 141. Eastbound 64 is jamming up, approaching Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that right lane backs onto the ramp of 44. Eastbound 44 is west of Jefferson. And if you're traveling westbound 64, slow stretch between 270 and Mason really jams up between Clarkson to west of Boone's Crossing, and then the cameras go out. So I don't know if there's an accident out there or not. But once you get beyond Boone's Crossing or a little west of that, everything opens up to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Allstate. With Allstate House and Home Insurance, you can get a custom-built homeowner's policy for your most valuable investment. Now that's coverage with curb appeal. So talk to an Allstate agent about house and home insurance today and let the good life in. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green 18!
Get ready. We are 6 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as Murray State comes to Columbia Saturday, August 31st to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou. News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky. San Diego Mayor Bob Filner will not resign, but there is something he said today he would do after several women accused him of